Hello, this is Kenneth Frost here on the Kenneth Frost Podcast. I want to talk about why I haven't been here the last couple of days. You know what I'm saying? I got the job at supportonlinehiphop.com. I've done 5 articles so far. The 5th one isn't up yet, but should be up soon. Sorry about this. Excuse me. It has been the greatest lifetime achievement for me so far. I've done a lot of great things. Of course, you know, part of the magazine, and it was great working with them. I still work with them. But support online hip hop. Now here's the thing: I requested to go to a job, but then they didn't want me. Well, it's no saying, I mean, they pop culture, you know what I'm saying? When you do pop culture opposed to hip hop culture, go see a lot of white folks you need to do stories on. And I didn't feel comfortable. So that's why I eventually wanted to look somewhere else. Couldn't find support online hip hop for like a couple of months. Then when I did my research, I found them. You can check out my story on, Jesse D, who passed away. Two Chainz. I did one on 2 Chainz. I did one on Gunna and Antonio Brown. And my 5th one is this legendary rapper that I won't tell you, but he's a legendary rapper. I'm doing article on that should be published tomorrow. Now, as far as like this past weekend, sports wise, my Bengals, I said don't let me down, and y'all didn't let me down. It was hard, but y'all came back from 14 down twice, maybe 3 times. What? 14 to nothing. 21-7. And 28-14. So yeah, 3 times. And the next time the Chiefs scored was when, after being up 28-14, was when they tied it up for a field goal. Then the Bengals never let Patrick Mahomes touch that ball again. People may say thanks to the refs, but it's been some games where the Bengals never get calls. Even though they should have never blew the lead, it was a bogus call against when they went up against the Jets at the end of that game. Was it Mike Hilton that was going for a tackle and he said that it was a helmet-to-helmet hit? I should have never lost the lead in the first place. That was a bogus call and a And I say that them losing the lead, a 2-touchdown lead with like 4 minutes to go, cost them the game. But like 6 minutes ago, whenever that was, I'm glad it didn't cost them the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? They had some really, really bad losses. Chicago. Look how that is looking right now. Like, the Bears are terrible. They lost to... They lost to, the Jets. Jets, oh my God. And the thing is, the Patriots put a 50 burger on them the week before. Like, dang. So, yeah, man. Joe Burrow, I don't know if he's the greatest quarterback Bengal of all time. The Bengal quarterback, greatest Bengal quarterback of all time, but he is the greatest Bengal quarterback of my lifetime. It just seems like with this guy, they are never out of the game. And Ja'Marr Chase. So let me get to him right. There was a debate, and a healthy debate. Sometimes a little arguing, but, you know, that's what happens with debates, especially on Twitter. But it was a debate about taking Chase and taking Penesu. Now, I decided to take Chase because, hey, every 10 years, you always get a franchise wide receiver. Wild mess to A.J. Green, Chad Johnson to A.J. Green. Wow. Then A.J. Green to Ja'Marr Chase. Wow. And look at his rookie season. Wow. What got them back in that game? Besides the fact that the Bengals only allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to score 3 points in the second half. Man, it was the fact that Ja'Marr Chase, like towards the end of the game when they were driving down to keep Mahomes off the field, he caught a third and 27. It was a third and 27 with 30, and he got 30 yards. Crazy. And defenses are going to need to cover him. Double team him. Don't leave him one-on-one. Like, what more do you need to understand? Right? It's crazy. And it cost the Chiefs. Everybody was talking about how great the Chiefs defense has improved and all that stuff. And then they went back to being the bad defense. And they had pretty good games on that 8-game winning streak, but Ja'Marr Chase is a different animal. So, now that you're in the playoffs, Bengals, can you please give, no matter how the season ends in the playoffs, can you please give Joe Burrow an offensive line? All right, this can the parts. I'm Kenna Parts, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.